We live? Is We're this live. Thing on?
Rolling. You hear me? You hear me good? Yeah. Nice and clean. Crisp.
All right. This
crisp.
Is
real crisp.
Not, we're welcome to the Avision show.
Yes.
Seismic Dance Event Day 2.
Woo, 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 woo.
Here
day
with 2. The one and only Avision.
Yeah.
Who is my personal favorite. I said it on the lineup.
You're making me blush. Stop
Don't,
it.
I haven't said this to anybody else.
That means a lot.
On the lineup. But thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. It means a lot.
So you're here in Austin.
Yes.
So excited finally to get
I didn't eat barbecue this time. What the fuck?
What's is a barbecue on? A thing for you? Do you have
no?
You
I do barbecue? Like barbecue. Barbecue's dope. I mean, if the, I love pizza, but if there's one thing I want to get down after getting down pizza, it's barbecue.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What do you? What's your typical order? What do you like?
Brisket. You gotta brisket? Go brisket. Brisket and ribs. Yeah. Always.
But then you have okay. And so you said pizza too.
Pizza. Is
and
my
I mean
thing.
New York. Like
yeah,
you.
Yeah. I love Neapolitan style pizza.
I can't tell you're from New York.
No, no, not at all. Was it the pinky ring that gave it away? Or my cross and my St. Anthony emblem and my Yankee
Saint
symbol?
Anthony. Wow.
We got it. Oh. We got it all going on.
We got a lot of New York. A lot of New Yorkers are coming in.
Yeah,
the
we're
house
in here heavy.
Tonight.
Someone was wearing a shirt inside and made sure to come to the front of the stage, and the shirt said New York fucking city. And I was like, that is the shirt.
Wow.
Great.
So speaking of the crowd, I know we talked earlier and you engage a lot and you're reading the crowd and things like that. So with this particular set, it's a more extended set. So you have an hour and a half, 2 hours to really kind of get in the zone versus before.
Can I correct you? Extended is a little bit longer than that. But for a festival stage, absolutely. An hour and a half is definitely a little bit longer than you usually get.
So how do you change your set compared to the other ones?
Depending on the vibe, I try to just read the room a little bit and see what's going to work. You know, Chloe's playing after me, so I don't want to play too hard. You know, I want to make sure the room is right when she gets on, too. Just courtesy and respect. But, you know, that towards the later end, I toned it down just a little bit. But, I just want to make sure that the vibes are high for the rest of the guys that are coming on, you know. Growing up, you know, there was always one thing that was taught to me, and it's like, yo, I want to walk into a room that's going off rather than a room that's stale. So,
right.
You know, I made sure, hopefully I made sure that the vibe was right. And
you definitely did.
And she came on in a good situation.
And we talked earlier, too, as well, about just like warm. Like you said, DJs and warming up, and that's kind of a controversial thing. we keep talking about it, but I do think it is such, it's a hot topic these days.
No,
and
it's,
what are your thoughts on all that?
Listen, everyone's different. Every DJ now has a sound that, you know, they want to play, and I think that's great, but you also need to make sure that your sound fits the vibe that's you're walking into. You know, when people are just coming in, you don't want to scare them away. You want the vibe to be in there and gearing up for some fun. So, you know, listen, like I said, everyone's different, but you always want to make sure that your job as a DJ is to make people dance and have a good time. So as long as that's getting accomplished, you're good.
And how is that, especially coming from New York,
in
New York City, because you started pretty early.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting in that club scene.
Yeah, like I said before in our podcast, you know, if you didn't open the room the right way, you're getting clipped.
You're done.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You're done.
Yeah, sound off, you're done. See you later.
Wow. No,
have a good night.
See, you don't see that. I feel like...
And you're not getting paid.
It's like that.
Oh, it's like that.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
For real. Yeah, cutthroat, cutthroat.
So what do you think, again, but I love New York, and like you said, it's changed a lot, but where do you kind of see the New York, how would you describe the New York scene now?
New York scene now is still grand. It's still doing its thing. You know, there's some big venues that everyone's playing, and it's amazing to see those venues. I would love to see more clubs come into action, which I'm starting to see more of. I truly love, there's something about, everything's kind of catered to Brooklyn now, but there's some sort of nostalgic feeling when you go through the tunnel and you're in the city, and you're playing in the city. You know, it's so easy for people to get into the city rather than drive to Brooklyn in certain ways. So I'd love to see it come back to New York City a little bit more. But listen, I'm never going to complain about playing at home. There's just a certain magic that goes on when you're back at home and people are ready to come see you, especially now that I've built my career. You know, when you come back home, you see actual like fans there that are waiting for you to, and like seeing like my DMs, yo, when are you coming back? And those are really heartfelt moments for me, because, you know, you start this career, no one knows you, and then out of nowhere, you know, you start to have fans, and it's a beautiful problem, I would say.
Yeah. Back home, where is it, like, what is that reception like? Because I know we didn't get to talk about this earlier, but I do want to talk about it now. Yeah. His family, always. You did talk about, even when I first met you, you were talking about how much your family means to you and how blessed you are. And so I want to touch on that because I feel like, you know, people, especially as they're on their come up or they're doing things, they feel there's a lot of sacrifices that go into that. With you still have a very grounded life. So can you talk about that?
I think, you know, not letting things get bigger than your head is super important. And staying humble and just being the same person that people know. I'm the same kid that people met when I was 15 years old playing a nightclub. And this was always part of the process, and this was always part of the dream. And now to start to have some part of the dream come alive and sharing that with everyone behind you is more important than you know, being this big-headed, egomaniac type of DJ. I don't think people really mess with that. And I learned that kind of playing baseball. You know, it's a team sport, and you always want to be a leader and not a follower, and you want to, you know, carry your own path. And I've always kind of stuck with that my whole life. I always wanted to follow my own lane, do my own path, and the rest will happen, you know, and being able to share that with everyone back at home is the dream to me.
That's amazing. Well, while you were playing, one of your besties, Maceo Plex, was backstage.
That
I got
guy.
To talk to him for a little bit.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we were talking about some of the different stories
that
you have, but one of the things that he said, he goes, I just want to say this. And he was like, that's my peer.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't see him as anything else. He's like, I want him to know that's my peer. That's I love, you know,
that relationship. Probably some of the best words I've heard someone say about me. Simply because I looked up to Eric majority of my career. You know, it's guys like Victor and then honestly Eric.
Victor Calderon. Another New York legend.
Yeah. And I'm lucky enough that guy's my cousin. And in the beginning, I hid that for a while because I didn't want anyone to look at me a certain way. You know, like, oh, he's getting put on because that's his cousin. I didn't want that to happen. So we kind of kept our mouths shut for a while. And, you know, organically, it was heard. But going back to Eric, that guy has done a lot for me in my career. And I can never thank him enough. And to have his blessing and to have his backing, it means so much to me as an artist because even if his personality sucked, which it doesn't, he's the man.
He says you guys are constantly roasting each other, too.
Oh, constantly. It's amazing. It's amazing. Yeah. But, you know, even if his personality sucked, I still respect the hell out of him because of his music. But it just so happens that he's got a great personality. And we're like brothers, honestly. Like, I feel like when we're together, there's just a certain synergy that we give off for each other. And it's the constant, like, I gotta one up this next track, or I gotta one up this next record. But honestly, he's the GOAT. It's very hard to top him in the studio. His game is super tight, and he makes me think differently as a producer, without a doubt.
Does he kind of get you out of that box, or what from like another producer to challenge you? How would you challenge someone?
It's the fact that he wants you to take risks. Because when you take risks, you're put in situations that you wouldn't normally be in, and that jump is very hard to get down, but once you got it down, you can't be fucked with, and that's the truth. You know, when you hit a little bit of everything and you did it right, that's when you know I'm at the top of my game. And Eric's done that. You know, he's done it with techno, he's done it with house music, he's done it with electro, breaks, everything. You know, the guy is an animal when it comes to production, and that's all I want to be as a producer. It's that next realm of production that you want to have. And almost like a chip on your shoulder that, you know what, I deserve what I got. You know, I deserve to be on that stage. And that means a lot to me. You know, putting in the work is a big part of this process. And Eric's someone that put in the work in.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So what is next for you?
Next. Where am I next? Well, next week I go on my bachelor party, so we're off. But
So are you going to fall off the grid for that?
Yeah, it's a few days.
Okay.
But I'm not playing next weekend. But the following weekend's Thanksgiving weekend. I play in Montreal with Nicole Mudaber. And then I get married. Like I said, that's the biggest show I play.
Yeah, no big deal.
It's the biggest show I've ever played.
Yeah.
But then I go on tour in Argentina. I hit South America for the first time in a few areas, so it's amazing. And then we finish out the year. So amazing. Stay tuned, yeah.
Awesome. Well, kind of signature to gray enter gray area as they do these rapid fire questions.
Yes, let's
so
go.
Can I, are you
I'm
ready
with
for
it.
This?
I'm with it.
I'm going to hit you with some harder ones.
That's all I got it.
This baseball player in you. I feel you got this.
Got to think under pressure.
Okay, you ready? Some of these, like I was telling you, we're going to touch on.
Bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases loaded. You got to throw a strike. Let's go.
Here we go. Oh, wait, we got more. Sorry. He sent me more. Oh, they got more questions for you. I'm going to ask you some different ones, actually.
All right, let's do it.
What was your first thought this morning
My
in Austin?
My first thought
in
this
three
morning.
Words.
In Austin?
In Austin this morning.
It's gonna be a long weekend.
Okay. Would you rather never hear your favorite song again or be forced to play your least favorite song in every set you play forever?
Oh, my God. That's a rough one.
Yeah.
Forced to play my least favorite song forever, yeah.
Wow.
Because the favorite song will get me in a better mood to play the least favorite song.
Valid.
I don't care if it's the Barney theme song. We'll rock it out.
You would find a way. Would you rather only be able to whisper or only be able to shout?
Shout, because at least you'll be heard.
Ooh. I feel like this is an obvious one. Biggie or Tupac?
Biggie, all day. Come on.
All right. If I looked at your recently played tunes on Spotify, what would you want to hide?
Nothing.
Tabby one.
Nothing. You know what?
What's a guilty pleasure song, though?
Let Me Love You Tonight, The Buzz. Because my wedding's coming up, so I'm thinking of, like, 90s classics that were, like, good, but, like, dance music related. Mm-hmm. So probably that one.
Okay. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear? Would you rather be forced to sing along or
sing
dance?
Sing along.
What sound or noise do you love?
Shit. A good sub bass. Nothing beats it. On the dance floor or anything. A good sine wave bass.
If you weren't a musician, what would you be?
Baseball player. Without a doubt. Or like an analyst for baseball, some sort of thing.
Favorite old school house song?
I'll Be Your Friend, Robert Owens.
If you could pick any era of history to live in, when would you pick?
What was that again?
If you could pick any era of history to live in, what would it be?
Cape May, New Jersey. My family's been going there for 30 years, and
all right.
I love it.
Okay, we got two more, and then we're almost done. What's worse, random people who you haven't spoken to in years hitting you up for guest lists, or a hangnail?
The guest list, without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you ever have someone from like your fifth?
You should go rip a hangnail off.
All right. And last but not least, finish this sentence.
Okay.
I love music because
it's my life. Simple as that.
And we're going to end on that.
Yup. Get with it or get lost with it.
You heard it here. Yep. Thank you so much for being here. You going to hang out for a little bit?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
We're chilling. You got, yeah.
Yeah, I got Eric, TMB's here. Those are my boys.
TMB, the Martinez brothers.
Yeah.
So we got a fun York. Night. So here we go. New York in the house.
So,
thank you.